Hello and welcome to the Soul Files podcast. I am Levi Wolf.
And I am Abby Murphy, and together we host this podcast. We decided to make this podcast because we are passionate about the people who work at Software One.
Between Abby and I, we have 17 years of Software One experience across a number of different roles and locations, and we love getting the chance to dive deeper into the culture of the company.
This podcast is a behind-the-scenes look at some of our friends at Software One. We call them SWOMIs. The things they do at work, and even some of their hobbies and activities outside of work.
So whether you're a current employee, a prospective new SWOMI, a Software One alumni, a customer, a partner, or just a friend of the show,
we hope you enjoy this deep dive into the people of Software One and the things that make them great.
Enjoy the show.
I'm kicking this one off too.
You're so good at it.
And we're back with another episode of the Swole Files, and we have none other than the one, the only, Bree LeMay with us, or Bree Sherpella, since you just got married. What are you going by these days?
You know, that's a great question, and one that I am needing to figure out myself, but I will take Bree LeMay Sherpella right now.
Perfect.
And I just want to clarify that it's a B-R-I, Bree, because my brother is married to a B-R-E, Bree, so it's different. Mm. Let's clarify.
Yes. So B-R-I is what I go by. Funny story that you brought that up, Levi, is when I first met my husband's parents, I actually introduced myself as Bree like the cheese. So they always call me B-R-I-E. But it is Bree, B-R-I.
Oh, go ahead, Levi.
I was just going to say, let's just start with what's your current role here at Software One?
Yeah, good question. So I am officially, as of 4/3, the social media marketing manager for North America.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, so we're recording this at the end of April, and so you're just starting this new role. Tell us about that, but maybe if you want, I mean, you've been at Software One for a while. I was trying to calculate 7 years. Is that right?
Yeah, I hit my 7 years next week, actually.
So okay.
Timing. What?
So right in time for 7 years.
Happy
anniversary. Yeah, that's big. That's getting up there. So yeah, I guess maybe tell us, like, because since this is a new role, maybe what were you doing before this? And then, like, what are some of the new tasks that you're going to be taking on?
Yeah, so I think it's probably best to start with my career journey because it's been all over the place. I've had so many roles. So I started.
Yeah, take us back to the beginning. Yeah.
Let's go back in time, guys. Let's take a journey into the past.
The year was 2016.
Right? So 2016, April. So I got hired at Software One as a CSS, really learning the business from the ground up. And I got to Software One, I guess I'll start there, because I was in small business for a while. I was actually working for two photography companies full time between the two of them. And it was great. I loved the work. I loved being creative, but didn't really have the financial stability that I wanted. And it was really bad hours, like working weekends, shooting weddings, not great. So I actually just started Googling companies that some of my friends always posted at. So back to the social media side, they were posting really great things about the company. And I was like, I'm just going to check this out and see what it has to offer. I ended up finding the CSS role. At the time, it looked perfect. It was within my ballpark for pay. So I applied. And then not even a week later, I had an interview lined up. So fast forward a couple of weeks later, everything was signed and I started as a CSS. And then from there, got promoted to an inside sales executive, kind of that old language for working with the BDMs, the outside sellers. And then from there, had a small stint in leadership as some people exited the business to kind of help out. And then really found my spot in marketing. But before that, my role was a consultant. So that really is kind of similar to the inside sales role, as you guys know, but more pointed, actually working with you, Abby. So
I know. Bree was such a joy to work with. She's so smart and she's so good with our customers. I was devastated when you went to marketing, but also very, very excited for you. So yeah, Bree's the real deal, you guys.
Oh, you're too kind. But yes, a lot of roles, all really customer focused. But now it's so interesting to be in a different part of the business, kind of back to what I love doing, which is writing and, you know, being creative and telling stories. So I'm really excited to get to do that.
Yeah. So maybe, so like you say, marketing and social media and writing, being creative, like, I mean, the first thing we usually think of is like Instagram, Facebook. Is it LinkedIn? Is it that sort of things or that and more?
Yeah. So what I'm really responsible for is telling SoftwareOne's story and really captivating and growing our follower base, our customers, prospects. You know, we want to stay loyal, obviously, to everybody who is on our social platforms right now. But also, how do we expand that? How do we get you know, new potential prospects and customers to help. We have a lot going on here. We have a lot of great resources. So just getting to showcase that throughout our platform. So our biggest platform is LinkedIn, believe it or not. That's where a lot of our great talent is right now and all of our SWOMIs are. But yeah, I'm really excited. It's really promoting our events, making sure that the right people are listening and getting what they need out of those events and working closely on strategy and with our team here in North America.
And so Bree, now I believe you told me that if you're watching an Instagram story for the SoftwareOne US handle, it is being designed and posted by you. Is that correct?
Oh, I don't want to even answer that. Just gonna
Can
have
you,
everyone.
Sorry, is this like behind the scenes?
May or may not be true.
May or may not be true. She can either confirm or deny.
Canada. Yeah, Canada and USA may or may not be posted by me, but we also have a few other folks possibly posting too.
Okay.
What I'm interested in. That. Yeah, yeah. We will always say, you know, an asterisk there. What I'm interested in is, like you said, telling the SoftwareOne story. So, like, with your background in sales and different roles and leadership and just 7 years, like, what are the parts of the story that you're excited to highlight or that you think are the most relevant in, you know, spring of 2023 here?
That's a great question. So I think it's really good timing to answer it as well, because we are knee deep in our new brand, right? So I think having the story of where we were and where we have been, kind of being in that software reselling space, and then getting to build and expand on that with, yes, it is our foundation, but there's so much more to that. It is the services, it is the people, it is our growing culture, it is being present in more countries, it is getting to actually help our customers in a way that we haven't helped them before, but also showcasing our stellar culture and really making it a place where people want to come to work every day. So I think there's a lot of components to that. The culture piece is huge. We obviously want to continue to showcase that across our social platforms, but really we have some amazing talent here. How do we make sure that we are aligning that talent to the right prospects and the right customers so they can achieve their business goals?
Yeah. And so you mentioned the new brand. What's your favorite thing about the new brand? And I know we have a new Milwaukee headquarter office. Tell us a little bit about those two things in parallel, I would say.
Yeah. The new brand is amazing. It looks phenomenal. I love the colors. I love that it is this cool, cool tone. So anything that you're seeing from like the light blues to the light greens, like really, really sharp, looks amazing across all of our social platforms. And I love seeing it showcased downtown Milwaukee. It's so neat to walk up to our building and see a brand new sign. There are some days I'm like, I work at a brand new company. This is crazy. But we're doing a really good job, and I'm really proud of the team for executing and, you know, keeping everybody in the company up to speed on the correct brand guidelines, what fonts to use. You know, there's such an art to it, and change is really hard, and I think we've taken it really well. So I'm a big fan. I'm really excited, and I can't wait to see what else we can do with it.
Well, Abby is like the original brand standard person. Like, she's like the police on brand standards. So yeah, it's this perfect person to have that discussion with.
I'm very passionate about brand standards. Design matters.
Yes. And we do a lot of aerial views, which is really cool. Like, you can tell a story based on some of the graphics we use. We try to be very intentional with it. And that's really important to me.
Yeah. Tell us more about like how you found Swell. You said you like some friends posted on social and you were like, oh, I'm going to apply there. Who, like, what were they posting about?
I don't remember, to be honest, exactly what the post was, but I know that I think it was somebody who worked in New York. I will remain nameless for confidentiality. But like getting to travel and see all these cities, and they looked super happy, and just, I don't know, the culture was just felt through the photos. And I was in my early 20s at the time, which is crazy to think about. Saw it and I was like, I want to travel. I want to learn more about technology. I use it every day. How hard can it be? Fast forward, it's pretty difficult. But over 7 years, you learn it. But yeah, it was really not looking back since. I've had amazing leaders. I've had incredible teams. I've made lifelong friends, Abby, Levi, including the two of you. Like, it's just been, a phenomenal thing to get to come into, not only personally, but professionally.
Fun fact.
So thanks, social media, for my job.
Yeah. It's perfect. It's like full circle that you found Software One through social media, and now you're responsible for potentially finding new SWOMIs and new customers and prospects and all that.
Yeah.
So you mentioned, like, it's interesting that you mentioned, like, the culture seemed to jump off the page to you. And like, we were just talking to Melissa about that, how, like, you know, the culture is a lot about actions more than words, and just, you know, people can feel it. And so we can talk more about the culture. And then also you were talking about travel. I love to travel too. And so, like, within Software One, like, maybe what are some of the places you've been able to travel to, or like trips you remember from, 7 years, I'm sure there's been a ton. What sticks out?
Two stick out from the past year. I actually went to Berlin, Germany with our president's club this past year, which was unbelievable. There are not enough words to describe how grateful I am for that trip. Getting to meet our Software One SWOMIs across the world was so enlightening, and the food was phenomenal. We got to go on this boat ride, which was really fun. It was actually pouring, which kind of stunk, but we made the best of it. Where there was a DJ, and we got to drink some of the local beer and just network with each other and let loose and kind of celebrate some of the wins we had over the past year or so. COVID obviously happened when I won President's Club and things got pushed. So it was a long time coming, and I was just very humbled to be there. It was a really fun time. And then my runner-up trip, or very close second, was Cabo. So I got to go with the Winter Circle and sit on a beach for a bit. And that was just absolutely delightful. My husband got to come along, which was really cool. He got to meet all of our SWOMIs, or, you know, the group of SWOMIs that got to go. And it's funny because I'll call out Rob Newman, because I worked with him very closely over my 7 years. And now my husband and Rob are like two peas in a pod. They're always adding each other on Facebook. And it's just really cool how Software One can bring you so many people that you want to keep in touch with in your personal life. And this is a true testament to that.
For sure. Now, the Berlin trip. So because of COVID, you actually had multiple President Club classes with you, right? It was like 2 or 3 years of winners.
Yes, it was. And they did it in waves. So I was part of the first wave.
Okay. So was there overlap the different waves? Did you like get to meet extra amounts of people? Like, when I went years ago, that was my favorite part, was just meeting people from all over the globe and you had this thing in common, it was Software One. So did you get to meet each wave? Was there overlap, or was it just the year that you...
It was just our wave at the time, but it was a very... say it's a large, intimate group. You still get to talk to everybody and get to meet everyone, but it's also large enough to where you might not talk to somebody every day. But no, no overlap, unfortunately. It would have been cool.
It'd probably been a bit overwhelming. Like you said, it's hard to like get to meet all the people you want to with the group the way it is. So
yeah, you want to have meaningful conversation.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So with a group like that, and Abby kind of said, like, you have the common thread of all being Software One employees. Was there certain kind of similarities or themes that you picked up? Like, okay, yeah, these are all people who work for Software One who have won an award and they're probably bought into the culture. But like, did you feel like you were picking up like, oh yeah, like I'm noticing similarities, or like the culture part is coming through? Like, did you notice any of that stuff?
Yes. So obviously it's a global award. Not everyone knows each other. I think I only really knew Camille and a couple other people with the exception of our leaders. And everyone is just very inviting, and everyone treats you like you are well known and you are part of something bigger than just strangers coming together for a conference or an award. I felt welcomed. You know, I'd come in and somebody be like, oh my gosh, you're Brie, or I've heard from you here, or I'd see you on this email. And it just feels so good because you've never met them before. You may not even know their name, and they're welcoming you with open arms and excited to celebrate with you.
Yeah, I love that. Sorry, did the audio just cut out for you guys?
No, I think we're good.
Oh, so weird. I swear, like, something that's weird on my end. Sorry. Okay, so let's talk about Cabo, because we were all there and it was such a delight. What was your favorite?
Yeah, I keep forgetting
part?
You guys were all there.
I was going to say, I heard there were some cool people there, but
there
were
some pretty cool people there. I was just so excited. And then I know, like you said, that your husband became boys with Rob. I know that a few other people I was with really hit it off with CJ as well. So I feel like CJ made a lot of friends on that trip.
I know. I keep telling him, like, you're like a SWOMI just by being married to me now. You just fit in with the crew. He just did the artwork for our Bring Your Child to Work Day coloring pages. So that was a huge hit.
I saw that on LinkedIn. That was him. That was so cool.
Sure was. Little subtle plug. Gosh.
Are there any extras? I want to color in some of CJ's artwork.
You got to come to the headquarters. Otherwise,
oh my God.
When is Abby coming to the headquarters? That's question.
I know. Okay. What I might try and do is when we're in Chicago, Brie, in May, I might try and extend that trip and just come up to Milwaukee.
You should do it. You can stay with me.
Perfect. Love it.
I'm excited for that trip. That should be a good time.
Me too. I invited Becca today as well. Levi, you want to come see the National in Chicago?
I was going to say, is it to see Taylor Swift?
No, it's to see the National. She was pinging me today about the new National album, and I was like, oh my God, I thought you just liked the Taylor tracks. Like, you should come with Brie and I to Chicago to see the National. So
love it.
Yeah. This might be a good pivot to non-work stuff, as long as we're talking about one of your favorite bands, Brie.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Have you listened to the new album?
I have not gotten through the full thing yet. I know it came out today, right? Officially? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have been heads down, but it is almost the weekend, and that is part of my priority
bottle
list.
Bottle of wine and listen to the National?
100%. It's to sit, put my feet up, and listen to it all.
Love it. So one of your other major hobbies, and whenever I introduce you to anyone at Software One or outside of Software One, I always like make sure they know your Instagram handle because you're a poet. And
poetry,
so
poetry.
The first time I said it aloud, I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Like Poet Brie sounds like poetry. I didn't catch that right away. So
I'm glad you did.
Yeah. So tell us about your poetry. You're published. You've got two published books of poetry available.
I do.
Correct?
Yes, I do. So I think it's fun to kind of tell the story of how I really got into writing. And not many people know this story. But when I was in middle school, do you guys remember LiveJournal?
Yes.
It was like the MySpace days. Like you could have a journal electronically and write your diary, XYZ. Anyways, LiveJournal was a huge hit back then. And I actually started a anonymous LiveJournal where people in my school could post any problem, anything they were going through anonymously as well. And I would come in and answer it and basically give them advice.
So like an advice column? That's so cool.
Basically. Wow. Yeah. So like back in the day, I wanted to be a therapist. I was like, I want to help people. How do I do that? And that LiveJournal was kind of what started and ignited my creative energy, where I'm like, I can really sound silly, but change the world through my experiences and my voice. So ever since then, like it was just part of me, like it's just part of my DNA that I wanted to write and help people that didn't know how to navigate certain situations or how to even put their feelings into words. So fast forward, 2017 of November, that was my first self-published book. It was called Handwritten Notes and Cold Coffee, because I always have a coffee mug, which I literally have one right now that's cold sitting next to me. And they're always making rings on my notebooks. You know, I'm always drinking coffee. I'm always trying to get my words down. And then 2021, May, I self-published my second book, which has come a long way since the first one, and just growing up, learning, becoming. And that one was called Paperweights, which was also kind of a play on words. It was metaphorical for putting your words down on paper and the weightlessness you feel from doing that. And then also putting coffee mugs on paper, like a paperweight, because I would do that as well.
Oh, yeah.
So those were the two. And then I'm actually in the process of writing my third right now. And I guess Swomies get the title first because you guys are best.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first on the Swope Files. It is Where the Roots Dig, and it is more metaphorical to the seasons of life and like being buried and being rebirthed and planted, you know, all that fun stuff. So that one's in the works.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. When are you planning on releasing that one?
Oh boy. I don't really give myself a hard date. Yeah, because I don't write, like I have to write when it feels right. So I'm hoping by the end of the year. It would be cool to have that by the end of the year.
Do you find that there's like certain seasons of the year where it's easier for you to like post up and write? Or is it just kind of when it comes to you?
It really is when it comes to me, to be honest. I'll go months of not writing at all, and then I'll have like days where I just word vomit everything. And I'm like, I don't even know where this is coming from, but it's flowing and I have to just embrace it. But yeah, all seasons really give me something. It just depends when.
So if someone's interested, because you self-published, what's the best way for them to find it? Is it via your Instagram or is there a website or...
Little subtle marketing here.
We got to make a plug for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am on Amazon, so you can look up the titles. You can also find it through my Insta at Poet Bree.
We should have like prepped this in advance, and then you know, like how some places have like a code you can put in, like put in the Swole Files code for $0.50 off.
It's pretty cheap already.
Our first promo code.
Yeah,
Swole Files 23.
Just buy Bree's poetry. That's the end of the story.
Pretty sure I have it in the Kindle edition and the physical copy edition, because I definitely have both copies on my bookshelf, but I also have it on my Kindle. And I think when I first read it,
buy it multiple ways. Yeah.
Yeah. Buy it for you. You can read it on the go in your Kindle. You can read it in a paper copy if you prefer that.
Yeah. I think you have one of the first editions, Abby, too, where there was a typo in it and I circle it.
Yeah. You were so upset one day. You're like, oh my God, I found a typo. I'm like, oh, this is great. Can you provide your autograph and like do the edit within it? And so now I've got like a very special copy. That's what I think.
So I've got another question here, because I don't really know the story. Like, how did your friendship start? Like the two of you, because I mean, Abby talks to everyone, of course. I know that. But yeah, when did you guys really start hitting it off?
We were neighbors.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Basically, or like, I would almost consider us like housemates or roommates, but in
we
Milwaukee,
lived in the same house. So
yeah, in Milwaukee, it's really common to have an upper lower house, and like, it's the two units essentially. And so myself and a former SWOMI, Alicia, were living together. She was a SWOMI after, like, I had known her for years, and then yeah, she was a SWOMI for a short while. So shout out to Alicia. And then, so we were living upstairs, and then the downstairs unit became available. And Bree, I think you had like a really weird situation where like your lease wasn't able to get renewed, or like,
yes,
there was something happening and you were freaking out in the kitchen. And I was like, oh my God, like, you should move in below us. And
it was like,
you did. It was so much fun. Yeah.
Wild.
And we became really good friends. Yeah. And then the people that we were renting from at that duplex from, they were selling the house, and we're like, oh no, what are we going to do? And the house across the street was renting. And so we moved across the street, and like, so
all four together.
All four. Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. I did not know this.
Yeah. So yeah. I was in the upper, and Bree and CJ were in the lower at the first house. And when we moved across the street, we like flipped it. So we were in the lower,
so,
and they were in the
funny
upper. It was so much fun though, because I feel like it was just, it was one of those things where I don't think I appreciated it at the time, but not as much as looking back on it. It was just so nice to have, you know, I could just like come upstairs or downstairs, and we would have a glass of wine, or, you know, vent about work if we needed to, or something like that. It was,
or just work together. Like, if there were times we would just put our laptops together and just collaborate. Like, I loved those days.
Yeah. Just
and
the
it's
best.
So cool to get to work with your best friends. Like, that's it, a really lot of the reason why I love Software One. Like, I have you guys, and I have like Josh and Alex, shout out to my homies. You know, yeah. I have so many great people, and they're people I would live with, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And you have lived with, come to
yeah,
find out.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then when I moved to New York, well, Bree was someone who went to the airport with me and sent me off.
That was the waterworks.
Lovely little letters for the first week I was there. But then when I came back I think there was like a conference or something that I was coming back to Milwaukee for, you and CJ had bought your house, and you had a spare room. And so it was like, you're like, oh, come stay with me. And so I would stay, you know, at your lovely home. And that was always a joy as well. So
I know, it's like mom and daughter.
You want coffee? You need dinner?
You need fresh towels?
I did not know any of that. So that's really cool. And I guess you mentioned the people, which we keep hearing time and time again, Bree. It's like the people of Software One, the people, right? And so, I mean, I never know how to ask, but like, what is it about the people? Like, why is that the time and time again, the people of Software One are why? Yeah.
Yeah. And I've had some time to digest this. Obviously, 7 years, everybody in their interview says the culture, the people. And I think it is a good question, but like, diving deep into it, I think Software One does a really good job of screening employees just to make sure they are checking that culture fit box. We know that we need to protect our culture, and it is what makes us so special. And we take it serious. So I think people almost come in when they get hired feeling really good about themselves, saying, I can't let this team down. Like, they see something in me that's special. They want to preserve it. They want to take care of it. They want to replicate it. Like, I have to be a culture advocate. So I've seen that, and I love some of our new hires that come in, and they're like, oh my gosh, like, I really do feel the culture when I come into the office. I really do feel it when I'm with my team or I'm at an offsite. Like, they just know when they get hired that it's something that they have to protect, you know, like, everyone needs to do their part to protect it. So I think we do a great job of making that front and center, and also aligning to our core values. You know, we can have fun, yes, but we still need to have integrity and be disciplined in our work. Like, it's a fine balance.
Good answer. We've been asking this question a lot. And I think Levi, more than anyone I know, is like really trying. He's like, what is it? He's like trying to get, he like wants like a 2 + 2 = 4 for our culture. So it's always interesting to hear people's response to that question.
I just think, you know, and one of the reasons I like to ask is because I think if someone who doesn't work at Software One is just listening to it, it sounds like an answer that anyone would give, like at any company. So, you know, that's why I want to be specific, because I would guess most companies, they're going to say, oh, we got a nice culture. The people are great. But it does feel different. So how is it different? I think you gave a great example, Bree. And you kind of mentioned part of that too was like being in person now. And I know we mentioned the new office. Like, how have you felt that change, you know, maybe from, say, 6 months ago till now, where we're going in quite a bit? Like, have you noticed a difference?
I have. You know, I think at first people, I mean, humans are so, we're adaptable, right? I guess I'll stop and say that. Where at first when we all had to work remote, it was really hard for a lot of people because we missed being together. We missed that collaboration and taking care of one another. And then when we needed to go back into the office, fast forward a few years later, everybody was like, well, wait, no, like I'm really comfortable working from home. And that was tough to adapt to. So I can feel it now. A lot of people in the office are starting to get more excited. They're more eager to sit together at lunch, go for walks again. I'm starting to see that, which is amazing. But coming on board into a new role and having a team that, you know, doesn't sit in Milwaukee, that was when I first realized I really love being together with my team. It is so much easier to sit and look at somebody and say, I don't understand this. Can you help me? Can you just show me your way? Come drive in my computer screen and, you know, walk me through it, versus having to set up a Teams bridge, you know, make sure they're available. You can also read body language better in the office. And I think that's a big thing, where if somebody's really excited or really happy, you want to talk to them, like, how's your week going? Like, share the happiness, what's happening, versus if they're really upset, you're more willing to go up to them and be like, hey, let's go for a walk. Like, let's talk through it. So that's that human interaction and just being comfortable with one another, and it helps you learn and grow. But yeah, we've changed a lot over the past few years, from wanting to be in the office to wanting to be home. And now we're kind of tiptoeing on that balance of going in and being home.
Yeah, the walk thing, I mean, Luke and I have been taking a few walks at lunch, which, you know, reminds me of the old days doing that around the pond at our old office. And you're right, it's fun. And a lot of the conversations, maybe they're not even work conversations, but they're part of building that relationship and building that culture. So is there anything, you know, I've also been asking this about the new office. Is there anything that, like, you think is kind of a hidden gem of it, or like something that you notice people don't utilize, but you think's really cool, or just something extra unique about it?
That is a good question.
Favorite conference room, or, you know, I don't know, something.
Yeah. My personal favorite part of the office is when you walk up to the door and you can see the Software One logo on the wall through the window. I think that's really cool. And it's also kind of a hidden space that not a lot of people travel. There's a water machine over there, but there's also one by the kitchen. And now that that one is working, everyone uses it. So if you ever need to just like step away or sit down, it's got really good natural light. It's fairly quiet, and it has that really cool Software One logo from the outside in. So you can really see our brand, and it's showcased in urban downtown Milwaukee, which is awesome.
That is such a good answer for your new role too.
So Abby, this is
lit, it's got the logo.
This is part of your treasure map, Abby. When you come, you got to find that spot.
Yes, my understanding is I need to find that spot. our guest before this mentioned some toy chickens that might have gotten lost in the rafters or something.
Yes, there are two of them to my knowledge.
I love that that's just like a thing now.
Gotta have a little bit of the Waukesha office in our new one, right? Very small, subtle things. Little quirks.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Let's see. What else? Is there anything else you want to cover, Levi? I know.
Well, yeah, I think you know Bree pretty well. So I think we've done a good job of covering, like, you know, work and the current topics. But did you want to dive into any sort of other rapid fire, you know, hobbies and interests, the team question? I mean,
oh, that's I love a good that. One. Bree, what were you like as a teenager?
I was your typical scene kid. For those who don't know what scene means, think sad music, screamy music, like emotional. Yeah.
Did you have really hard angled side bangs?
I sure did. Oh my God. I have a lot of volume in my hair. So it's just like the poof was there. The stud belt was there. The band tees, like all of it. But I was unique. I don't know how unique it is, I guess, looking back. But then I thought it was unique because I fell into many friend groups. Like I really had a wide range of people that I hung out with. So I'd hang out with, I hate categorizing, but like I had jock friends and I had emo friends and I had, you know, music friends. Yeah, like it was just all over the place. So I don't know. I just really like to get to know people, but I definitely fell more into the artsy side of things.
The scene kids. I like that. Yeah. And then like, what are you into? Anything that you're into like right now, like any like music, TV shows, books, articles you've read, poets?
I am big into murder mystery novels. So I read, yes, quite consistently. And murder mystery seems to be the only thing that takes my mind off of like present state or what I need to do tomorrow or worrying, you know, ruminating on things. Like that's just my escape. It's interesting. It keeps me on the edge of my seat and it's fun.
So when I think of murder mysteries, are there like a couple authors that have like 20 or 30 books that like you really like? Like, is it that type of thing or?
I love Mary Kubica. Shout out to Mary Kubica. She's great. Okay. Ruth Ware is really good. Becca Ware and I, funny enough, Ruth Ware and Becca Ware. Becca Ware and I have talked about some of these books as well and really, really good writing style. Very captivating. But no, I'm not into like, I haven't gotten into like Stephen King or, you know, any of those really long, many different types of novels. Like, I don't know. I'm not a big Stephen King reader, but no shade. No shade to him.
Books keep coming up. I think I said this to Becca. We gotta get the book club going because so many people are talking about it.
Yeah, and I know we're doing other book clubs as well. Taryn from Software One is looking to do that as well as we approach June. I know with like Juneteenth coming up and there's Pride coming up and Loving Day, like there's so much and there's a lot of really good books out there too to start conversation. So Swomies, keep an eye out for that. Yeah.
Maybe it's finally happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I love it. Well, any other things you want to plug or final thoughts, Bree, before we wrap up for the day?
No, it's Friday afternoon, and I think it's an hour later for you, Abby. So I'm sure you guys are ready to kick off the weekend. But thank you so much for having me on. It was a blast. It's always fun to talk to you, Abby, like we're not friends, and we always learn new things about each other. So thank you for that.
Such a treat. Thank you very much, Bree.
That's been another episode of The Swell Files. Music, editing, and mixing by Brandon Avenger.
And we love to hear from you, so send us your feedback and future guest recommendations. We're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, so be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.